圣经罗马书第十四章
Romans 14 in the New Testament
第一节
First one
信心软弱的你们要接纳但不要辩论所疑惑的事
Now accept the one who is weak in faith but not for the purpose of passing judgment on his opinions
有人信百物都可吃但那软弱的只吃蔬菜。
One man has faith that he may eat all things, but he who is weak eats vegetables only.
吃的人不可轻看不吃的人，不吃的人不可论断吃的人，因为神已经收纳他了。
Let not him who eats regard with contempt him who does not eat, and let not him who does not eat judge him who eats, for God has accepted him.
你是谁？竟论断别人的仆人呢？他或站住，或跌倒，自有他的主人在，而且他也必要站住，因为主能使他站住。
Who are you to judge the servant of another? To his own master he stands or falls, and stand he will, for the Lord is able to make him stand.
有人看这日比那日强，有人看日日都是一样。只是个人心里要意见坚定。
One man regards one day above another, another regards every day alike. Like, let each man be fully convinced in his own mind.
守日的人是为主守的，吃的人是为主吃的，因他感谢神；不吃的人是为主不吃的，也感谢神。
He who observes the day observes it for the Lord, and he who eats does so for the Lord, for he gives thanks to God. And he who eats not, for the Lord he does not eat, and gives thanks to God.
我们没有一个人为自己活，也没有一个人为自己死。
For not one of us lives for himself, and not one dies for himself.
我们若活着，是为主而活；若死了，是为主而死。所以我们或活或死。总是主的人。
For if we live, we live for the Lord, or if we die, we die for the Lord. Therefore, whether we live or die, we are the Lord's.
因此，基督死了又活了，为要做死人并活人的主。
For to this end, Christ died and lived again, that he might be Lord both of the dead and of the living.
你这个人为什么论断弟兄呢？又为什么轻看弟兄呢？因我们都要站在神的台前。
But you, why do you judge your brother? Or you again, why do you regard your brother with contempt? For we shall all stand before the judgment seat of God.
经上写着，主说，我凭着我的永生启示，万妻必向我跪拜，万口必向我承认。
For it is written, as I live, says the Lord, every knee shall bow to me, and every tongue shall give praise to God.
这样看来，我们个人必要将自己的事在神面前说明。
So then, each one of us shall give account of himself to God.
所以我们不可再彼此论断，宁可定义，谁也不给弟兄放下绊脚跌人之物。
Therefore, let us not judge one another anymore, but rather determine this, not to put an obstacle or a stumbling block in a brother's way.
我凭着主耶稣确知深信。凡物本来没有不洁净的，我唯独人以为不洁净的，在他就不洁净了。
I know and am convinced in the Lord Jesus that nothing is unclean in itself, but to him who thinks anything to be unclean, to him it is unclean.
你若因食物叫弟兄忧愁，就不是按着爱人的道理行。基督已经替他死，你不可因你的食物叫他败坏。
For if because of food your brother is hurt, you are no longer walking according to love. Do not destroy with your food him for whom Christ died.
不可叫你的善被人毁谤。
Therefore, do not let what is for you a good thing be spoken of as evil.
因为神的国不在乎吃喝，只在乎公义、和平，并圣灵中的喜乐。
For the kingdom of God is not eating and drinking, but righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Spirit.
在这几样上服侍基督的，就为神所喜悦，又为人所称许。
For he who in this way serves Christ is acceptable to God and approved by men.
所以我们务要追求和睦的事，与彼此建立德行的事。
So then let us pursue the things which make for peace and the building up of one another.
不可因食物败坏神的工程，凡物固然洁净，但有人因食物叫人跌倒，就是他的罪了。
Do not tear down the work of God for the sake of food. All things indeed are clean, but they are evil for the man who eats and gives offense.
无论是吃肉，是喝酒，是什么别的事，叫弟兄跌倒，一概不做才好。
It is good not to eat meat or to drink wine or to do anything by which your brother stumbles.
你有信心，就当在神面前守着。人在自己以为可行的事上能不自责，就有福了。
The faith which you have is your own conviction before God. Happy is he who does not condemn himself in what he approves.
若有疑心而吃的，就必有罪，因为他吃不是出于信心，凡不出于信心的都是罪。
But he who doubts is condemned if he eats, because his eating is not from faith. And whatever is not from faith is sin.
我们一起祷告。
Let's pray together.
亲爱的主，我们感谢你。
Dear Lord Jesus, we thank you.
实在是你自己的爱，再一次把我们众人都聚在你的面前。
Truly, it is your love that gathers us again before you.
我们心里何等的欢喜。
Our hearts rejoice so much.
因为你在这里，我们里面就饱足了。
Because you are here, we are filled within.
当我们在一同思想你自己圣洁话语的时候，
As we meditate together your holy words,
我们求主给我们一颗安静的心。
We ask the Lord to grant us a peaceful heart.
愿你的圣灵越过我们人一切话语和身体的软弱。
May your Holy Spirit surpass all the weakness in our word and our flesh.
让我们在这里听见神儿子向我们说话的声音。
So that we can hear the voice of the Son of God who is speaking to us here.
我们愿意在这里来遇见你。
We want to meet you here.
我们愿意在这里来更多的爱你。
We want to love you more here.
我们愿意更多的宝贝你。
We want to treasure you more.
怜悯我们。
Have mercy on us.
听我们的祷告。
Hear our prayer.
靠主耶稣基督的名。
By the name of the Lord Jesus, we pray.
Amen. 我们知道罗马书，到了十二章以后，就讲到我们在身体里的侍奉和生活。
We know that after Romans chapter 12, it discusses about service in the body life.
当我们在主面前一同的侍奉，一同的过教会生活的时候，
As we serve in the Lord and as we continue on with this church life,
我们实在经历到主的恩典是何等的丰富。
We truly experience His abundant grace.
他的恩典使我们在基督里生命的度量被扩大。
His grace enables us to be expanded in Christ Jesus.
他让我们在基督里的丰富越过越多。
He also increases the abundance in the Lord Jesus.
让我们越过越多来经历我们的主。
So that more and more we can experience our Lord.
也让我们对我们主的认识也越过越加添。
So that our knowledge in the Lord Jesus is increasing.
当我们这样愿意把自己当作活祭献给我们的主的时候，
As we desire to offer our bodies as living sacrifices to the
Lord, 你发现我们自然在生命的里面就经历着许许多多神的恩典。
We discover that we experience all these different multiple graces of God in our life.
那么自然的一个结果是什么呢？
And what is the natural result?
就是我们就盼望能够和我们一同侍奉的弟兄姊妹在生命中有交通。
Which is we want to have fellowship with our brothers and sisters who are serving our Lord together.
因为主所赐给我们这个生命是一个交通的生命。
Because the life that the Lord has given us is a life of fellowship.
弟兄姊妹，这是我们从前在得救之前所从来不晓得的一件事。
This is something we've never known before we've been saved by grace.
我们觉得如果我们的罪能够得到赦免已经很好了。
We think that it is already good that our sins have been forgiven.
我们今天能够侍立在神的面前实在是神的极大的恩典了。
Today, it is great grace that we can stand before the Lord.
但是圣经特别告诉我们一件事。
However, the Bible particularly emphasizes
神在基督耶稣里召我们到底那个目的是什么呢
What is the purpose by which the Father calls us in Christ Jesus?
他乃是召我们进入到神儿子的交通的里面
He called us into the fellowship with the Son, Jesus Christ.
弟兄姊妹，这件事情是我们在从前没有得救之前所从来没有想到过的。
This is something we can never fathom before we have been saved.
只有当我们蒙恩得救以后，我们才明白原来这个生命是何等奇妙的一个生命。
After we have been saved by grace, we realize how wondrous this life is.
因为借着这个生命，把我们带进父与子的那个荣耀的交通的里面。
Because through this life, we are brought into the fellowship between the Father and the Son, this glorious fellowship.
这在神里面这个交通是从来没有人能够进去的。
No one could ever go into the fellowship with God.
没有一个受造之物是可以被带进这样的交通里的。
Not one created being has been brought into this fellowship.
就算是天使也没有被带进去过。
Even angels have not been brought into this fellowship.
弟兄姊妹，今天这样的恩典临到了我们的身上。
Today, this grace has befall on us.
不是因着我们有什么任何的好处。
Not because of any good that we are.
乃是因为他的生命赐给了我们。
But because he has given his life to us.
这个生命带我们进到父与子那个荣耀的交通的里面。
This life brought us into the glorious fellowship between the Father and the Son.
只要我们的生命和我们的主的生命在那里产生共鸣的时候。
As our life echoes with the life in the Lord Jesus.
当我们能经历到这个生命的丰富的时候。
As we experience the abundance of this life.
非常自然的一件事。
Very naturally,
我们彼此之间就会有在生命中的交通。
Among us, we would have this fellowship.
因为我们是首先被带进与主的交通的里面。
Because first of all, we were brought into this fellowship with the Lord.
然后我们在身体里面，我们众肢体彼此就有一个生命的交通。
Therefore, in the body, all the members will have a fellowship.
弟兄姊妹，这一个交通是何等的荣耀。
Brothers and sisters, this fellowship is indeed glorious.
在起初教会，我们看见他们的见证是非常的明亮。
The early church has a bright testimony in this regard.
他们的秘诀在哪里呢
？What is their secret?
圣经在《使徒行传》第二章四十二节那里就特别告诉我们。
In Acts 2:42, it particularly.
他们持守使徒的教训和交通。
They held onto the testimony of the disciples.
他们薄饼，他们祷告。
They broke bread and they prayed.
他们在那里进入到父与子的这个荣耀的交通的里面。
They entered into the glorious fellowship between the Father and the Son.
他们也在基督的身体里面有生命的交通。
Within the body of Christ, they also have the fellowship of life.
弟兄姊妹，一个聚会能不能刚强？
Brothers and sisters, whether a fellowship can be strong.
一个聚会能不能显出主耶稣基督的见证？
Whether a fellowship can manifest the testimony of Christ.
就看我们能不能够这样的丰富的进入到这个交通的里面。
It's dependent on how abundantly we can enter into this fellowship.
这实在是一个非常有福的。
This is blessed.
刚才我们唱的诗歌，这实在是太大的福气。
Earlier we sing about the song that it is such a blessedness.
这个交通实在是太美了。
This fellowship is indeed beautiful.
是太善了。
It is indeed good.
又美又善。
It is good and beautiful.
弟兄姊妹，在圣经里面说的又美又善只有一次。
There's only one passage in the Bible that talks about
就是弟兄同睦和居，和睦同居，何等的善，何等的美。
Which is when brothers dwell in unity, it is so good and pleasant.
弟兄姊妹，这在身体里面，神给赐给我们的祝福是何等的大呢？
This is such a great blessing that God has given us.
神何等答应我们在基督身体里有这样的丰满的甜美的交通呢
？How God desires for us to have this abundant fellowship.
但是弟兄姊妹，你发现因着有的时候我们在这个交通的事上，我们没有很多的认识和学习。
However, because of our lack of knowledge and learning in this matter of fellowship.
同时仇敌非常的恨恶就是弟兄姊妹之间的和睦同居。
And also, the enemy really detests the unity among the brothers.
他可以说是用各种各样的诡计。
The enemy uses all kinds of evil devices.
首先要让我们中间的交通断绝。
To cut off that fellowship.
弟兄姊妹，你想想，一个身体里面怎么经得起那个交通的断绝？
Brothers and sisters, you think about how in the body we cannot sustain a breaking down of the fellowship.
在这个肉身的身体里，有哪一个地方是可以跟其他地方没有交通的？
And yet, your fleshly body, how, what part of your body can sustain communication with another part?
哪里那个交通断绝，哪里就出现极大的难处。
Anytime there is a breakdown in communication in your fleshly body, there's huge difficulty.
我们知道这个血管有哪一个地方如果堵住，那都是很大的难处。
If there's a clock in your artery, there's a huge difficulty.
甚至是有生命的威胁。
You may even have a danger in your life.
甚至就是那个胆管如果堵住的话。
Even if, even if your bile duct is clogged.
你知道那个痛苦是非常大的。
You know, you will be suffering great pain.
我没经历过。
I have not experienced it
personally. 但是有弟兄姊妹经历过，他们告诉我们说非常的痛苦。
Brothers and sisters who have experienced that said that this is a huge travail.
痛到一个地步，整个的全人都是在痛苦的里面。
You are in such great pain that your whole being is in great pain.
弟兄姊妹，很多时候教会里最大的难处是什么？
What is the greatest difficulty in the church sometimes?
很多的时候是因着交通出了断绝，出现了阻隔。
A lot of times it is because there's hindrance in this fellowship.
我们看在腓立比的教会。
In the church in Philippi.
只有两个姊妹交通出了问题。
There are only two sisters who had problem with that.
整个的聚会里面只有两个姊妹交通出了问题。
About the whole fellowship, there were only two sisters who had a problem in their fellowship.
圣经上给我们看见整个聚会的喜乐就没有了。
And then the Bible tells us that all the joy in that particular church was gone.
弟兄姊妹，主今天他拯救我们。
Brothers and sisters, the Lord has saved us.
他不仅让我们进入到身体的侍奉里面。
Not only did he lead us into the service of the body,
他更把我们带进身体的交通的当中。
He also further leads us into the fellowship of the body.
而如果我们不晓得在彼此交通的中间是怎样的来学习的话，
If we do not learn this in the matter of fellowship,
哦，弟兄姊妹，神没有办法在我们中间好像找到那样刚强的见证。
God cannot find a strong testimony in our midst.
你如果有在这个彼此交通上出了问题的话，整个身体是非常的软弱的。
If there's difficulty in the fellowship in the body, the whole body is weakened.
甚至是非常痛苦的。
Indeed, the body would be in pain.
弟兄姊妹，这件事是非常非常紧要的。
Brothers and sisters, this is a very important thing.
那么在我们进入到身体交通，我们到底应该怎样来学习呢？
How do we learn in regard with this body?
但哪些事是非常非常重要的呢？
What are the very important things?
这第十四章就特别告诉我们，在接纳这件事上是非常非常重要的。
Chapter 14 tells us that in this matter of acceptance, this is very, very crucial.
说到进入身体的交通，他没有讲到其他的秘诀。
As it discusses the a secret into the fellowship in the body, there's no other secret.
主要的就给我们看见接纳这件事。
Here, primarily, it discusses the issue of acceptance.
接纳这件事非常非常重要的。
Acceptance is a very crucial thing.
好像主这里给我们看见，如果我们在接纳这件事上，我们能够有学习的话。
As if the Lord enables us to see that if we can learn in this matter of acceptance,
我们就可以常常能够进入到身体的那个丰富的交通里面。
Oftentimes we can enter into the abundant fellowship in the body.
就可以胜过仇敌许许多多的诡计。
So that we can overcome all the evil devices of the enemy.
让我们软弱的可以刚强。
So that we who are weak can be strengthened.
让我们贫穷的可以在这身体里得到富足。
So that we who are poor can be rich in the body.
可以让主的见证借着这样一个聚集能显明出来。
So that the Lord's testimony can be manifested through this fellowship.
所以我们看见在这里，他特别说的这个接纳这件事。
So he particularly mentioned the issue of acceptance.
弟兄姊妹，接纳这件事实在是非常重要的。
The issue of acceptance is indeed very crucial.
比如说在家庭的里面。
For instance, in the family life.
其实我们看见夫妻之间的关系，有的时候那个原则跟在基督身体里面是很相似，甚至是一致的。
We see that the principle between the husband and wife is indeed very similar, if not identical, the principles in the body life.
就有的时候这个做太太的，她告诉先生说她很不舒服。
Sometimes the wife would tell the husband she is not feeling well.
你知道那个做先生的他怎么说吗？
What do you think the husband says?
啊，我太太不舒服了。
My wife is not feeling well.
他就说，那么你有没有今天休息好呢？
Then did you rest well today?
那么现在你赶紧去躺一躺吧。
Why don't you lie down?
或者你是不是发烧了？
Or maybe you're having a fever.
我赶紧去给你抓点药好。
Let me get you some medicine.
或者我给你熬点汤好不好？
Maybe I'll boil you some medicine.
反正我就让你能够舒服就好了。
So that I can make you feel better.
你知道他是越在这讲的时候太太就越难过。
As he speaks these words, the wife feels worse and worse.
因为太太她告诉他说我感觉不舒服不是让他做任何的事情。
Because when the wife tells the husband she's not feeling well, she's not telling him to do things.
不是让他去解决问题。
Not to have him solve her problem.
因为没有一件事是可以解决那个舒服不舒服的问题。
Because nothing can solve the fact that she's feeling not so well.
她盼望先生能够接纳她的感觉。
She wants the husband to accept her feelings.
在她边上坐一坐，抱抱她就可以了。
If the husband just hugs her, that's enough.
不需要花很多钱。
It doesn't need to. He doesn't need to spend much money.
不需要进厨房去做事情。
He doesn't need to enter into the kitchen.
只要你能够接纳她的感觉，这个问题就解决了。
If he can just merely accept her feelings, then the problem is solved.
往往是这个难处在哪里？就是不能够接纳。
But the problem lies the fact that he cannot accept her feelings.
你不能不舒服的。
You cannot feel not well.
为什么不舒服？
Why are you not well?
我一定要解决你不舒服的问题。
I need to solve this problem that
you're
not feeling well. 我就是不能接
受你这个不舒服的感觉。
I cannot accept the feeling that you're not feeling
well. 所以你就发现，因着这样的缘故，就让两个人彼此之间就失去了那个应有的交通。
So as a result, the fellowship between the two people has been broken down.
你就发现这一种失去交通的痛苦，比那个不舒服的痛苦不知道要大多少倍。
This lack of fellowship is worse than this physical ailment.
本来只是一个简简单单不舒服，现在就非常的痛苦。
Originally, she's just not feeling well. Now she is.
其实这一点不舒服没有关系的，她一会儿就过去了。
This is not related to the physical.
你什么都不做，
它 pass quickly.
有的时候过几分钟，它就过去了。
Even if you do nothing in a few minutes, this
因着没有接纳的缘故。因着没有接纳的缘故
，because of the fact that he did not accept her，
你就发现就成为极大的难处。
This has become a huge problem.
弟兄姊妹，接纳这件事是非常非常紧要的。
Brothers and sisters, the issue of acceptance is very crucial.
在基督身体的里面
，in the body of Christ。
刚才我们弟兄特别说到
，our brother said，
我们都不一样。
We're all different.
如果我们不学习接纳的话
，if we do not learn to accept each other，
你发现。我们中间的任何的不同都有可能带给我们在交通上的拦阻。
All the differences that may exist may bring into huge hindrances in our fellowship.
那么讲到接纳这件事，我们就要说，那我们这个接纳的尺度，这个标准是什么呢？
As we talk about the issue of acceptance, then we say, what is the standard of acceptance?
到底我跟我弟兄分别到什么程度，我们就不能接纳，或者说我们就可以接纳？
How different do I have to be different with my brother so that I can accept him or can I reject him?
是不是他矮到一个地步已经过了一定的尺寸我就不能接纳了呢？
Does he have to be so short down to this level then I cannot accept him?
到底那个标准那一个接纳的根据是什么？
What is the standard and basis for acceptance?
这里面特别告诉我们一件事。
Here it particularly mentions one thing to us.
他讲到吃的这件事情。
We talk about eating.
我不知道弟兄姊妹，你在读的时候，你的感觉如何
？I don't know what you feel when you were reading.
有谁觉着说，有谁跟我吃的不一样，我就不跟他交通
？Who feels that if that somebody is eating something differently, then I will have no fellowship with him?
你说我就是这样的，我就是跟某某弟兄吃的不一样，所以我就不接纳他。有没有这样？请把手举一下。
Please raise your hand if you say that that brother and I are eating different things, therefore I do not accept him.
我在读的时候，这里面就一直有个问题。
So I have this question when I was reading this passage.
怎么在这个圣灵的感动里面，怎么专门就讲这吃和不吃的问题
？In the moving of this Holy Spirit, why does he talk so much about eating and not eating?
有谁会因着吃的不一样就彼此不接纳呢
？Who would not accept each other based on eating alone?
我想说，如果说因着某某真理。我们不一样，那我们就开始争执了。
Maybe I would think that if it's based on some differences in the truth, then we can have some dispute.
你看见的是点水里，我们今天要受洗了，所以有的是这看的是点水里。
You see baptism by sprinkling.
我看的是浸水里。
I see it as baptism by immersion.
这可是关乎真理的大事啊！
This is a hugely important thing about the truth.
谁会关心这吃不吃的问题啊？
Who cares about eating or not eating?
所以有的时候我在读这段圣经，我老觉得说，怎么举这样的一个例子？
So as I read this passage, I ponder why he listed such an example.
当然有人说这是有这个生活背景的。
People of course can say there's a background.
那么无论怎么样背景也好，反正吃跟不吃，我觉得这是很小的问题。
Regardless of the background, eating and not eating to me is a small thing.
我觉得某些的问题是更加严重的。
There are some more important issues.
是非常这个叫做非常这个敏感的。
They're also very sensitive issues.
弟兄姊妹，你发现讲这个题目都非常敏感的。
You know that when we talk about this topic, it's always very sensitive.
如果我们中间真的有这个喜欢进水里，那你说这个我讲这话，你说那他觉得就有问题了。
If some of us really hold on to the baptism by immersion, then you say that
problematic.
So do we have to avoid these very sensitive issues? Or do we have to talk about things that nobody cares about?
我想是这样。那么从一个最简单的角度，我想关于接纳这件事，至少要从这个最基本的来学习。
So I think that from the most simplistic viewpoint, we have to look at acceptance from the most basic viewpoint.
如果连吃和不吃都成为我们这个中间隔断的墙的话，
If eating and not eating could become the stumbling wall between us,
我看没有任何两个人，几乎了，我看没有任何两个人可以在一起交通。
Then basically no two people can have fellowship together.
有没有任何两个人他所吃的所喜欢吃的都一模一样
Two people who love to eat the same things
我看没有任何两个人是一模一样的
I don't think any two people would have the same liking of food
所以可能是让我们就在这最小的事上来学习从小事做起
So we need to learn from the smallest thing
但是我在这个默想的时候里面有个感觉
But as I meditate these words I have this feeling inside
是的吃和不吃是非常小的事
Truly, eating or not eating is a very small thing.
但很多的时候，小事在人的感觉里是天大的事。
However, a small thing could be a huge thing in somebody's feeling.
弟兄姊妹，你发现人会把它提升到属灵的高度的。
Brothers and sisters, you know that some people can elevate it to a spiritual level.
你看，反正你就有的人就关于吃和不吃，他们真的是可以把它提到救恩的高度的。
So, some people can elevate the issue of eating or not eating to be a salvation. You can make a small thing.
还有人说叫上纲上线的。对不起，就小题大做就对了。
So you make a small thing out of, make a small thing out of into a big issue.
你知道，有的时候在我们感觉里，我们中间隔断的墙好像天那么高。
Sometimes the wall that blocks the two of us can be as high as the heavens.
你知道吃肉这是神所定规的。
You know, eating meat is something that God has determined.
你好好读读圣经。
If you read the Bible well,
你看看是不是主让我们吃肉的。
You can see if the Lord wants us to eat meat.
你看看当人堕落以后。
After man has fallen,
人需要肉的。
Men need meat.
你不吃肉你连救恩都不清楚。
If you don't eat meat, you're not even clear about salvation.
救恩都不清楚，我怎么跟你交通？
If you are not even clear about salvation, how can I have fellowship with you?
你知道人可以把这个吃不吃的问题可以上升到救恩的高度的。
You know, people can elevate the eating or not eating issue into the spiritual level.
那不吃人也有道理的。
The people who don't eat meat have their own reasons. They only eat vegetables.
你们真的是就是这个就是贪食好酒的人。
You are gluttons and, people who love food.
就是嘴馋。
You just love food.
不愿意过一个这个简单的生活。
You don't want to take a simple life.
像我这样的爱主。
I love the Lord.
我就过一个简单的生活。
So I live a simple life.
我为了主我就不吃肉。
For the Lord, I do not eat meat.
我这样一不吃肉就属灵了。
So when I don't eat meat, I'm spiritual.
你都不属灵我怎么跟你交通？
You are not spiritual. How can I have fellowship with you?
属灵的跟属肉体的交不通的。
I who am spiritual cannot have fellowship with you who is fleshly.
弟兄姊妹，表面看这是一个吃与不吃的问题。
Superficially, this is a matter of eating or not eating.
因为很多的时候，在我们的感觉里，我们中间隔断的墙像天那样高。
Because a lot of times in our feeling, the walls that block us are as high as heaven.
但是在圣灵的感觉里面。 就是吃和不吃这么简单的问题。
But in the feeling of the Holy Spirit, it is purely a matter of eating or not eating.
当然，你知道我们人有的时候本来在神的感觉里是非常大的事情，我们去感觉无所谓的。
You know, a lot of times there are things that God views as very important, but in our view, it's not big a deal.
我们有的时候大题小做，有的时候小题大做。
Sometimes we make a big issue into very small. We make a small issue into very big.
你看看那个但以理那个三个朋友，其实，如果你跟他讲讲的话，其实你就说没关系，就拜一下那个金像就可以了。
You look at Daniel and his three friends. You just say, "Well, just worship the golden statue, just a little bit."
你看那个尼布甲尼撒王就说你们就偷偷拜一下就可以了。
King Nebuchadnezzar said, "You just you know just bow a little bit."
把你们三个单独叫出来，别人都看不见，就你们就拜一下就可以了。
I'll just single the three of you out, and you just worship a little bit.
反正真神是真神，假神是假神。你拜了假神，并不等于就改变了这个真神的性质，对不对？
True God is a true God, and a false God is a false God. Just by the mere fact that you worship a false God doesn't mean him real.
偷偷拜一下就可以了。
You just like you know worship a little bit, and that's it.
但是但以理的三个朋友怎么说呢
？But how did the three friends of Daniel respond?
我们绝不侍奉你的神。
We truly will not worship your God.
也不拜你所立的真像。
We will not worship your stead.
即使你把我们扔到火窑烈火的窑中。
Even if you throw us into the furnace,
我们的神他会拯救我们。
Our God will save us.
即或不然。
And if not,
即便神没有在火药中拯救我们。
Even if the Lord does not rescue us,
我们看这件事非常的大。
We see this as a
我们看这件事比天还大。
We see this matter as bigger than
others. 我们的神是真神。
Because our God is the true God.
他是活神。
He is a living God.
他是永远的王。
He is the living King forever and ever.
弟兄姊妹，他们在神面前做了这样的一个见证。
Brothers and sisters, they made this testimony before them.
虽然在人的眼中是一件很小的事情。
Even if this is a very small matter before them.
在他们眼中非常的大。
In their viewpoint, this is a huge thing.
因为神眼中看这件事非常的大。
Because God also considers this a huge matter.
但是当我们进到身体的交通里的时候。
As we enter into the body of fellowship.
多少时候我们认为。是高的不可逾越的顶天的墙。
But we feel like we've encountered walls that are insurmountable and very high.
在圣灵的感觉里，不过就是吃肉和吃蔬菜的分别。
But in the feeling of the Holy Spirit, it is only a mere matter of eating meat and eating vegetables.
那你说我接纳弟兄，我接纳彼此接纳，我那个到底那个根据是什么？是不是根据他吃不吃，或者根据某个真理，他同意不同意呢？
So you say, what is the basis of acceptance? Is this based on whether he eats or not eat, or whether he accepts a particular truth?
那一个标准在哪里
？What is where is the standard?
那个尺寸在哪里
？Where is the measurement?
弟兄们，你发现这个尺寸很难拿捏，对不对？在人的感觉里很难来确定的。
In men's feeling, this is very hard to measure.
因为在人的感觉里，光是吃和不吃就可以高的顶天了。
Because in man's feeling, whether you're eating or not eating can be as insurmountable as high as the heavens.
所以我们看见这段圣经是非常非常宝贵的。
So we see that this passage is very precious.
我们弟兄和弟兄之间彼此的接纳交通到底根据什么
？So what is the basis by which we accept our brothers?
这里面就说只有，这讲到说头一个这个根据就是神接纳他了。
The first basis is that.God has accepted him.
弟兄姊妹，我们接纳的那一个根据，头一个非常重要的根据，就是是不是神接纳他。
The first basis by which we accept our brothers is whether God has accepted him.
这是神给我们接纳的量的那个尺寸。
This is the measurement by which God has given us.
这是神所赐给我们的那个度量。
This is the capacity that God has given us.
这是基督的度量。
This is the capacity of Christ.
只要是蒙恩得救的。
Anyone who has been saved by grace,
只要他有了主耶稣基督的生命
as long as he has the life of Christ,
不论你觉得他跟你有多少的分别
regardless of how many differences you feel you have with him,
是不是跟你在一起聚会
whether he meets with you,
是不是跟你看法一样
whether he has the same viewpoint as you,
他的做法是不是跟你一样
whether he does things the same way as you,
更不管其他的这个我们肉身的这些分别，根本通通都不管
regardless of all the differences in the flesh.
弟兄姊妹，只要是神接纳了
，Brothers and sisters, as long as the Lord God has accepted,
我们就必须接纳。
then we must accept him.
这是主给我们的尺寸。
This is the standard by which God has given us.
这是主量给我们的标准。
This is the standard by which God has given us.
这是神的根据。
This is the basis of God.
弟兄姊妹，我们接纳弟兄的那个重要的、非常重要的一个根据，就是是不是神接纳他。
Brothers and sisters, the most important basis that we accept brothers and sisters is whether God has accepted him.
只要神接纳，我们就必须在生命里面跟他有交通。
As long as God has accepted him, we have to have fellowship in life with him.
虽然在许多的事上我们都交不通。
Even though there are other things we cannot communicate with them.
你在很多事上都没办法讲的。
On other things we cannot communicate.
但是只要神接纳了。
However, as long as God has accepted him,
我们求神扩大我们这个人的属灵的度量。
We ask God to expand our spiritual capacity.
我们以基督的度量成为我们的度量。
We use the stature of Christ as our capacity.
凡是主所接纳的，我们必须接纳。
As long as Christ has, the Lord has accepted him, we will accept him.
因为神已经把他带进这个生命的交通里面。
Because God has brought him into the fellowship.
所以我们在生命的里面，我们和我们弟兄和我们的姊妹都有交通。
So in life, we will have fellowship with our brothers and sisters.
甚至我们有的说，就是有的是这都在天主教里面。
Even if there are people in Catholicism.
你说有的时候在那个天主教很多东西完全是违背圣经的。
There are many things in Catholicism that is disobedient to the Bible.
但是如果我们的弟兄、我们的姊妹，他们虽然在天主教里聚会，但他确确实实是神的儿女。
But if our brother or sister, even though he meets in Catholicism, but as long as he or she is a child of God,
我们必须接纳。
We have to accept.
我们在生命里面必须有交通。
We have to have fellowship in life.
弟兄姊妹，你发现在历史上有许多很有名的圣徒，他们原来都是在天主教里面的。
Brothers and sisters, historically, there are a lot of very famous saints. They were in Catholicism.
像戴恩夫人。
Like Madame Guyon.
像这个劳伦斯弟兄。
Like Brother Lawrence.
像这个芬兰伦。
Like Fenelon.
你发现这些的圣徒，他们原来都是在天主教里聚会的。
You discover that all these saints met in Catholicism.
但是当你读他们所讲的信息的时候，你实在是在生命里跟他们有交通。
But as you read their messages, you do have fellowship and life.
而且你发现那个基督的生命在他们里面是非常丰盛的。
And you also realize that the life of Christ in them was abundant.
弟兄姊妹，如果我们要这样的进入神所给我们的这个标准。
Brothers and sisters, as we enter into this standard by which God has given us.
就告诉我们说我们必须要除掉论断的灵。
Here it says that we have to cast out the judgmental spirit.
批评论断的灵就成为在彼此交通接纳里面最大的障碍。
The judgmental and critical spirit is the biggest hindrance in mutual fellowship.
弟兄姊妹，我们要摸摸生命的感觉。
We have to touch the feeling of life.
如果我们是活在生命的交通里面，
If we live in the fellowship and life,
你发现这个生命是个谦卑的生命。
We realize that this life is a humble life.
弟兄姊妹，有的时候我们是接纳我们弟兄了。
Brothers and sisters, sometimes we do accept our brothers.
但是我们有个优越感的。
But we have this superiority.
我可认识十字架的道理哦。
I know the truth of the cross.
我可是有某某经历的人哦。
I have such and such experience.
但是呢，既然主说了，他所接纳的我就接纳，那咱就接纳你就好。
But because the Lord has accepted you, so I will accept.
所以你发现那一个接纳是好像是从上到下的。
So you discover that acceptance is from high to low.
跟刚才我们弟兄选的诗歌的感觉不一样，那是同坐弟兄的感觉是完全不一样的。
It is totally different from the spirit of the song that our brother takes.
我虽然接纳我的弟兄，但我是有优越感的。
Even though I accepted my brother, I am superior.
我是看得更高、更远、更亮的。
I can see higher, deeper, brighter.
你像你这样，那就好吧，就勉强接纳就可以。反正主这样命令，我就这样接纳了。
I will sort of grudgingly accept you because the Lord has commanded me to do so.
弟兄姊妹，虽然外面我们是这样接纳，但在灵里面失去那真实的交通。
Brothers and sisters, even though on the outward we have accepted our brother, in reality we have lost the spirit of fellowship.
弟兄姊妹，这个生命是个谦卑的生命。
Brothers and sisters, this life is a humble life.
如果我们违背这个生命的性情。
if we disobey this nature, this life, the nature of life.
当我们违背这个生命性情的时候，我们就会成为这个生命交通的拦阻。
Then we become the hindrance to this fellowship in life.
弟兄姊妹，有什么不是领受的？
Brothers and sisters, what have you gained that you have not received?
有什么不是主耶稣给你的？
What do you have that the Lord hasn't given you?
有什么不是从主耶稣所领受的？
What have you have that is not given from the Lord?
既然是主的恩典，为什么要轻看弟兄呢？
If it is really the grace of the Lord, why do you regard your brother with contempt?
既然是从主领受，为什么要论断弟兄呢？
If you've gotten everything from the Lord, why are you judging a brother?
弟兄姊妹，我们要在神面前要除去这个批评论断的灵。
Brothers and sisters, in the Lord, we have to cast away this judgmental and critical spirit.
如果我们不除去这一个批评论断的灵，
If we do not cast away this judgmental and critical spirit,
你发现我们在这件事上，虽然道理我们知道，
You will discover that even though we know the truth,
但是因着我们没有顺服那个生命的感觉，
But because we did not obey the feeling of life,
有的时候甚至我们违背那个生命的性情。
Sometimes we disobey the nature of this life.
虽然在外面我们都是客气，都是可以握手的。
On the outside, we are polite and we can even shake hands.
但是里面却没有那真实的交通。
Inside, we lack the reality of the fellowship.
后面他更告诉我们说，你不是他的主。
And later on, it says that you are not his Lord.
他有他的主。
He has his Lord.
弟兄姊妹，我们不是我们弟兄姊妹的主。
Brothers and sisters, we are not the Lord of our brothers and sisters.
在新约雅各书第四章那里告诉我们，你们怎么可以论断弟兄呢？
In James, in the New Testament, he says that how could you judge your brothers?
你论断弟兄就论断律法。
If you judge your brothers, then you have judged the law.
你论断律法就不是遵行律法的。
When you judge the law, you're not obeying the law.
而这个设立律法的只有一位，就是神。
And there's only one who has established the law.
只有一位有资格在那里来审判的。
There's only one who is judging, who is wise.
弟兄姊妹，我们不是主。
Lord, brothers and sisters, we are not the Lord.
我们跟弟兄是同作弟兄的。
We are brothers one of another.
我们可能领受的多了一点。
We may have gained a little more.
但是无论我们领受多少，我们和弟兄还是弟兄。
But regardless of how much more we have gained, we are still brothers one of another.
我们都同有一位主。
We all have the same Lord.
而且后面告诉我们说，到了审判台前的时候。
It also talks about when we're before the judgment seat.
他特别告诉我们说，个人要将自己的事在神面前说明。
It says that so then each one of us shall give account of himself to God.
不是把弟兄的事说得很清楚。
You're not going to give an account of your brother.
你知道，当我们在那里论断，当我们在那里批评的时候，轻看弟兄的时候，我们把弟兄的事说得非常清楚。
You know that when we're passing judgment or we're regarding a brother with contempt, we are taking account of the brother very, very clearly.
但是主说，不是把弟兄事情说得清楚，是把你自己的事说得清楚。
But the Lord said not to give an account of your brother to God, but to give an account of yourself to God.
弟兄姊妹，如果我们在这些事上被主的话提醒的话。
If we have been reminded by the Lord's word here,
圣灵要在我们里面，要把我们里面那一个批评论断灵把它除去。
The Holy Spirit will cast away that judgmental and critical spirit in us.
这个批评论断的灵是教会生活里极大的难处。
This judgmental and critical spirit is a huge hindrance in the body life.
弟兄姊妹，我们要照着基督的度量，照着神的。跟神的标准来接纳弟兄的话
If we use the stature of Christ and the standard of God to accept a brother
如果我们要接纳神所接纳的
If we accept what God has accepted
我们必须除掉我们里面这些批评论断的灵
We have to cast away this judgmental and critical spirit in us
这是在神的这圣经里面给我们看见头一个那个接纳弟兄的那个非常重要的标准
This is a first very critical standard by which we accept our brother in the Bible.
这是这个神的根据，让我们接纳的根据。
This is the basis by which God wants us to accept each other.
是根据神是不是接纳他
？It's based on whether God has accepted.
那有人说，那有神有没有不接纳的
？Then you would say, is there anyone that God has not accepted?
当然，我这是简单的提一下，圣经有的。
There are some references in the Bible.
主要的是两方面。
There are two aspects.
一方面就是异端。
One is the heresies.
异端就是对主耶稣基督的身位有问题的，这些都是异端。
The heresies I'm referring to is everybody who has a strange speaking about the sonship.
只要对主耶稣基督的身位有问题，我们不能跟他交通的。
If anyone has a problem with the sonship of Jesus Christ, we cannot have fellowship with him.
还有另外一面。
And a different aspect.
就是称为弟兄的。
We who are called brothers.
真的说自己是弟兄的，真的是这个蒙恩得救了。
If he has truly been saved by grace,
但是还活在罪中的。
But he still lives in sin.
圣经说像淫乱。
Like adultery.
勒索。勒索。
Like、
那个、
corruption.
贪婪。
Like greed.
拜偶像。
Like idolatry.
还有这个许多这些败坏的事。
Another immoral matters.
自己称为自己是弟兄。
If he calls himself a brother,
但是还一直要活在这种的罪中的话，
if he still lives in sin,
主说你不仅不能跟他交通，连吃饭都不可以。
The Lord said, you can't, not only can you not have fellowship with him, you cannot even have a meal with him.
因为因着这些的罪，他们和主的生命的交通断了。
Because of these sins, they have lost the fellowship with the Lord.
其实原则是一样的。
It's the same principle.
在地位上，他们实在是是在这个交通的这个地位的里面。
They are truly in the position of fellowship.
但如果我今天因着刚硬，我就非得要活在这种罪中，我的实际里面和这个生命的交通是断的。
Because if my stubbornness, I insist on living in sin, then I have broken off the fellowship.
这些在交通里是不能被接纳的。
We cannot accept this in fellowship.
但是如果他悔改的话。
But if he repents.
如果他真的是痛悔了。
If he truly repents,
他从罪中转出来了。
He turns away from his sin.
他转到主面前，他回到与主的关系恢复了。
He turns to the Lord and he restores his relationship with the Lord.
主的话说，我们必须接纳。
The words of the Lord said that we have to accept.
而且要向他显出坚定不移的爱心来。
And we also have to show him this unmovable love.
弟兄姊妹，这是头一个在这个里讲到交通那个根据，那个就是这个接纳的根据。
This is the first basis by which we accept each other.
非常重要的一个根据。
It is a very important basis.
就是是不是主接纳了。
First, whether the Lord has accepted him.
是不是神已经接纳了。
Whether God has accepted him.
只要是神接纳的，我们就必须接纳。
As long as God has accepted him, then we will accept him.
那么还有第二方面。
And the second aspect is,
在这个接纳这件事上还有第二个根据。
There's a second basis in this matter of acceptance.
就是为主。
Is whether it is for the Lord.
到底是不是为着主。
Is your acceptance for the Lord.
是不是为着主的旨意。
It is whether it is
for the Lord. 是不是要讨主的喜悦。
Whether you are trying to please the Lord,
还是为了自己的利益，
or whether you're doing this for your own benefit, or for your own reputation,
为了自己的目的，
or for your own purpose,
甚至为了自己的手中的工作，
or for your own work,
或者为了一个什么团体，
or for a particular group,
为了某种的教训，
or for a particular teaching,
到底是不是为了主的？
Truly, is this acceptance for the Lord?
弟兄姊妹，如果是单纯的向着主而去的。
If you have a simple attitude toward the Lord,
就有交通。
There is fellowship.
在这个当部那边，我们有一个弟兄，他原来是他们是点水里的。
There's a brother in our Dumbo Fellowship that has been baptized by sprinkling.
那么这个当然他到我们中间，他们一看，他一看，哦，你们是这个进水里的。
Then he came to our midst and said, "Okay, you're baptizing by immersion."
但是你知道他里面很坚定的。
However, in him, he's fully convinced.
他就是他这样讨主的喜悦。
He is trying to please his Lord.
他真的是好好跟我们一起聚会，一起追求。
He truly meets with us with all his heart and pursuing after the Lord.
我们从主领受的是水浸，所以我们也愿意讨主的喜悦，我们就一起追求，一起服侍。
Although we believe in baptism by immersion, we also want to please the Lord and we also want to pursue after the Lord.
我们中间没有任何这个交通上的阻隔。
So we don't have any hindrance in our fellowship.
非常的稀奇，为了讨主的喜悦。
If a person is truly trying to please the Lord,
不是为了坚持自己从前的看法。
Not to insist on your own human viewpoint.
不是为了某种的这个这种的其他的事情。
Nor for any other matter.
真的是就是要为了主要讨主的喜悦。
And you're truly just simply trying to please the Lord.
主会把那个出乎主的启示给我们。
The Lord will reveal what is of Him.
有一天他跟我讲说他要受浸。
One day he told me that he wanted to be baptized.
太奇妙了。
It's amazing.
弟兄姊妹，如果是单纯的向着主去的。
Brothers and sisters, if we are only simply toward the Lord,
有些事情是没有所谓这个到底是应该这样这样，有的时候根本就是完全是做法问题。
There are some things that it doesn't matter which way you go.
你比如说这个，有的人这个他们薄饼的时候是用勺的。
Sometimes when people have the Lord's table, they use spoons.
那我们是用杯子的。
We use cups.
你说这个，你说如果今天来一个人，如果我们是用勺的。
Somebody would come to us and he says he uses the spoon.
如果他们觉得用勺，他们是为了主的，他们这个是专门真的是要专门讨神的喜悦的，没有问题的。
If they use the spoon purely for to please the Lord, then there's no problem.
一点问题都没有，我们完全可以交通的。
There is absolutely no problem. We can have full fellowship.
没有什么，就是说一定是怎样的，没有的。
There's nothing that has to be this way or that.
但是有些事情是我们开始是我们不知道什么是出于主的。
There are certain things we don't know initially whether it is from the Lord.
大卫他的心向着神真的是单纯的。
David has a pure heart to the Lord.
他真的想讨主的喜悦。
He truly wanted to please the Lord.
他关心神的约柜。
He is mindful of the ark of the covenant.
他为了神的约柜，他真的是都把自己的这个所有的这些好像做王的这些事都把它摆在一边。
For the ark, he would even cast away his own kingship.
他就是想关心这个约柜在哪里。
He cares about the location of the ark.
他盼望把约柜能够运回到耶路撒冷。
He so desired for the ark to be transported back to Jerusalem.
但是他用的方法不是出于主的。
But his means was not from the Lord.
我们知道那一次他们遭受了一些的难处。
We know that at that time they have experienced a lot of difficulty.
那么大卫那时候也很难过。
And David was also saddened.
但因着他是向着主去的。
But because he was toward the Lord.
所以你发现主就可以把那个出于主的启示给他。
So you discover that the Lord can reveal what is from him to David.
他发现其实这个虽然利未这个支派是有牛车的，不错，确确实他们是有牛车的。
He discovered that even though Levites do use carts.
但是刚才这个约柜的祭司是不能有牛车的。
However, it's only the priests who can carry the ark.
他们不能有牛车。
They cannot use the cart.
所以你知道，当他明白的时候，他就照着那个主所启示的，他就把约柜运回到耶路撒冷。
Once he understood, he used the means that God has revealed to him to transport the ark back to Jerusalem.
弟兄姊妹，如果我们说我们是为了主
，Brothers and sisters, if we say we are for the Lord,
但是我们里面是有掺杂的。
But if we have mixtures inside,
到了主把那个出于他的显明给我们的时候，我们到底是肯被改变，还是要抓住我们原来的那个想法呢？
When the Lord reveals that mixture to us, are we going to insist on our own way or listen to Him?
大卫完全可以怪那个乌撒，都是你的手。
David could blame Uzzah. It's his hand who put out his hand to hold the ark.
你们选那个牛有问题，怎么会失前蹄呢？
Well, why would you pick this particular oxen?
下次找一个有训练好的牛。
Next time, pick a better trained oxen.
你再把那个车子做得更坚固一点。
And you can make this cart better.
即便是这个牛都失了前蹄，它这个车还是稳固的。
Even though this oxen nearly upset the cart,
我们总是要用牛车把神的约柜运到耶路撒冷。
Because we have to use the cart to transport the ark to Jerusalem.
弟兄姊妹，如果我们说我们是心向着主的，但是我们里面却坚持我们自己的想法。
Brothers and sisters, if we say that we are for the Lord, but in our heart we insist on our
身体的交通里面。
Brothers and sisters, you realize that we cannot enter into the fellowship in life.
单纯讨主的喜悦。
We purely want to please the Lord.
这是这个接纳的一个很重要的一个根据。
This is a very key basis.
而且你发现，当我们心真的向着主，而且真的是出于主的时候，那个交通是何等的甜美。
And as you know that as we're truly our hearts are truly purely for the Lord and it's of the Lord, this fellowship is very sweet.
我这个读圣经，我就最羡慕大卫和拿单之间的交通。
As I read the Bible, I was indeed very amazed by the fellowship between David and Nathan.
大卫他在这个 自己这个香柏木的宫中，他说我的神怎么还在这个帐篷里面。
David said that he was dwelling in a house of cedar, but the ark of the covenant of the Lord is under curtains.
耶和华的约柜还在帐篷帐幕的里面。
The ark of the covenant of the Lord God is still under curtains.
拿单在那里，你发现他就说愿耶和华赐福于你。
So Nathan said to David, may the Lord be with you.
你就知道他们在那里交通的心都是向着主去的。
As they fellowship, their hearts were all turned to the Lord. They both wanted to please the Lord.
当他们这样交通的时候，你发现拿单里面都亮了。
As they fellowship in this manner, inside of Nathan,
神的启示就临到拿单。
And the revelation of God was sent to Nathan.
拿单再把神的启示再交通给大卫。
And then Nathan fellowshiped the revelation of God.
大卫又被带进与神的交通的里面。
And David was brought into the fellowship with God.
太美了。
It's beautiful.
弟兄姊妹在基督身体里的交通应该都是这样的。
Brothers and sisters, all the fellowship in the body life ought to be this way.
如果是为了主的。
If it is for the Lord.
而且出于主的，你发现那个交通是越交通越甜美，越交通越明亮。
If it is out of the Lord and for the Lord, the more you fellowship, the brighter it is. The more you fellowship, the sweeter it is.
弟兄姊妹，这是我们在基督身体里面进入交通，我们接纳的两个非常重要的原则。
These are two very important principles by which we accept each other.
非常重要的根据。
These are very important.
头一个根据是不是主所悦纳的
？First basis whether God
神有没有悦纳
？Whether the Lord has accepted
神悦纳的，我们必须悦纳。
If God accepts them, we must accept.
如果还有就是，是不是为了主
？Secondly, whether it is for the Lord.
是不是出于主的
？It is.
如果是为着主、出于主的，你发现那个交通是何等的甜美。
If it is for the Lord and of the Lord, the fellowship is indeed sweet.
那么后面他从这个第十三节。
And later on, from verse 13 onward.
他告诉我们说，如果我们照着主的这样原则来接纳了我们的弟兄，
It says that if we accept our brother in this manner，
那我们在实际的这个交通的里面，我们所需要注意的是什么呢？
Then what do we need to pay attention in reality？
那么具体实行的那些原则是什么呢？
What are the critical practical things you have to do？
头一个，他告诉我们说要。按着爱人的道理行。
First, you have to walk according to love.
要照着爱人的道理行，不是照着你所领受的知识去行。
First, you have to walk according to love, not according to knowledge.
那么回到这个吃肉的这个问题。
Let's go back to the issue of eating meat.
你说吃肉这个问题在当时为什么这么重要呢？
Why is this issue of eating meat such an important thing at the time?
因为当时有些人他们是拜惯了偶像。
Because at the time, a lot of people were worshiping
idols. 那么这些肉呢？大概因为都很这种肉嘛，因为这。
And this meat has been.
所以他们那个拜
现在 ate the meat.
现在我蒙恩得救了。
Now they have been saved by grace.
那么现在我知道说这个我要与偶像完全分别的。
Now we know that we need to be separated from the idols.
那么我这个良心是软弱的。
If my conscience was weak.
因为我觉得说只要吃肉就跟那个拜偶像是连在一起的。
If I can connect the fact of eating meat with worshiping idols.
只要我吃了肉，我良心就受控告的。
If I eat the meat, then my conscience would be condemned.
我吃了肉，我里面就整天过不去，因为我觉得我好像得罪神一样。
If I eat meat, I feel that I cannot get over it because I have offended God.
可是我和弟兄们一起出去吃饭的时候
，But when I go and eat with my brothers,
哎，我发现这个带领弟兄这肉一大块大块就吃下去了。
But I noticed that this leading brother eats meat in big gulps.
那么我想说，那他们都吃，那我也吃一块吧。
Then I say, okay, if they all eat, then I'll eat a piece too.
他们吃了，他们一点问题都没有。
When they eat, they have no problem.
他们有知识的。
Because they have knowledge.
他们的信心是刚强的。
Because their faith is firm.
因为根本就没有所谓的偶像。
Because there is no idol.
这后面根本都是虚假的。
Behind the idols are
所有神所分别为圣的都是洁净的。
Everything God has consecrated is clean.
所以他们就大胆的就吃了。
So they eat with boldness.
可我是拜惯了偶像的。
But I had used to worship idols.
所以我也跟着他们一起吃了两块。
As I ate two pieces of meat.
但是你知道我回去以后好难过。
After I went back, I felt sad.
我跟主的关系断了。
my relationship with the Lord has broken down.
因为我觉得我真的怎么就为了当时这嘴馋一下就吃了肉就得罪主呢
because my love for meat, I have offended the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，这就是让弟兄跌倒。
Brothers and sisters, this is being a stumbling block in your brother's way.
这就不是照着爱人的道理行。
This is no longer walking according to love.
虽然吃肉是最合理的事。
Even though eating meat is a reasonable thing,
也是最小的事。
It is also the smallest thing.
但如果我弟兄因着这件事会跌倒的话，
But because as a result your brother stumbles,
我就在神面前守着。我的信心就在神面前守着。
So I can keep it by faith.
我在弟兄面我不吃肉。
So before our brother, I will not eat meat.
我愿意放下这些合理的事。
I want to lay aside these reasonable things.
弟兄姊妹，这是照着爱人的道理去行。
Brothers and sisters, this is walking according to love. The principle, walking in love.
第二个一个很重要的原则。
And the second principle is,
就是到底我们在乎什么。
What do we care about?
弟兄姊妹，今天在聚会里面，人常常觉得在乎许许多多外面的做法。
In our meetings, a lot of people care a lot about these outward doings.
觉得只要在外面，只要一改变，那么神的同在就充满了。
If we change something on the outside, then the presence of the Lord will be here.
只要是我们用的这个杯子是一个大杯的话，那么神的同在一定充满的。
If we use this big cup, then the Lord's presence will be filled.
如果是用小杯的话，主的同在立刻就没了。
If we use individual cups, then there is no presence of the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，我们到底是在乎的是那个杯子的大小呢，还是在乎主的同在呢？
Do we care about the size of the cup or the presence of the Lord?
弟兄姊妹，这些事在道理上讲都是很容易的。
It's very easy to preach.
实在临到我们面临到那些选择的时候，你发现有的时候我们觉着我们非常在乎这些吃什么喝什么，神的国其实不在乎这些。
It is when it comes to us, we realize that we care a lot about eating and not eating, but the kingdom of God is not about all of these things.
神的国到底在乎什么？
What is the kingdom of God?
神的国就说的神掌权的实际。
This kingdom of God refers to
神如果在我们中间掌权，那个表现出是什么样呢？
When God reigns in us, what is the manifestation?
是不是因为神掌权了，所以我们大家做的都是一样的？
Is it because God reigns that we all do the same thing?
总是盼望别人和自己一样。
We all wish the other person would be like us.
好像别人跟我们不一样，我们就觉得神不掌权了。
It's like if the other person does it differently, then God is not reigning.
到底神掌权在乎什么？
What does it mean when God is reigning?
神在我们中间掌权，到底显出的光景是什么？
What is it that would be manifested if God reigns?
首先就是公义。
First is righteousness.
只有基督是公义的。
Only Christ is righteous.
弟兄姊妹，不在乎外面，来在乎有没有主的同在。
Brothers and sisters, it doesn't matter what the outward circumstances is, whether there is the presence of the Lord.
多少时候人家觉得只要自己多吃一口肉就觉得自己特别属灵了。
A lot of times we feel that if we eat one more mouthful of meat,
好像真理就在握了一样。
Then we are in hold of the truth.
好像一吃蔬菜自己就觉得自己是圣洁了一样。
We also feel that when we eat vegetables, then we are sanctified.
弟兄姊妹，人在乎的都是这些外面的东西。
Men care about outward things.
圣灵在乎是到底主有没有在我们中间。
The Holy Spirit cares about whether the Lord
主的同在到底有没有显明出来。
Whether the presence of the Lord has been manifested or not.
我去过不同的聚会。
I have been to different assemblies.
你发现这个用的饼都不一样的。
You know that we all use different table bread.
你说这个我们这边的饼是很厚的。
The bread we use here is very thick.
那你要吃一口是很实在的。
When you take a bite, it's a very big.
那么有的那个饼，你知道这个它是这个很薄的饼，最后你的传到后面就是渣蘸一点，你知道吃下去。
Some of the table bread is very thin, so at the very end, it's just a little thin layer.
是不是为了这件事，我们就在那里就要在那里这个讲许多的理由呢
？Is it because of this that we would reason ourselves out?
好像这个我们这个饼厚一点，主的同在就浓厚一点。
Is it because the bread is thicker than the presence of the Lord is more?
好像这个饼是个薄一点、小一点，这个主的同在就没有了。
Or is the table bread is smaller than the presence of God?
到底我们在乎什么
？Evaporates. What do we care about?
弟兄姊妹，不在乎这些东西。
Brothers and sisters, we don't care about.
不是说我们这些外面东西可以随便，不是这意思。
We cannot be casual about outward things.
弟兄姊妹，这里说神的国在乎公义。
However, it says here.
我们中间。
Is the presence of the Lord in our midst?
人来到我们中间，有没有面伏于地说神真的在你们中间了？
When people come to our assembly and say, and prostrate their faces to the ground to say, the Lord is indeed in your midst.
很多时候我发现道理可以讲得非常的正确。
A lot of times we can preach very accurately.
我发现人就是不得救。
However, people will not be saved.
我去到一个聚会，他们实在说来那一天讲的是，可以说是讲的弟兄姊妹都觉得有听不懂的那种道。
One day I was at an assembly and nobody could understand the sermon.
讲的好像是会幕还是讲什么那个就是很这个很多弟兄姊妹都不明白的。
Whether it's about the tent of meeting and none of the brothers and sisters could understand.
那天有好几位朋友来到中间他们说我们要信主。
However, that day, quite a few gospel friends were in their midst and they said, we wanted to believe in the Lord.
神的国到底在乎什么?
What is it about the kingdom of God?
神的国在乎公义。
The kingdom of God is about righteousness.
在乎和平。
Peace.
怎么会有和平呢?
How could peace come about?
你说这个饼太大了。
You say the bread is too
small. 我说这个饼太小了。
I say this bread is too small.
我们怎么会有和平呢?
How could we have peace?
你说大饼有大饼的理由可以讲一百个。
You can list 100 reasons for a big bread.
我说小饼有小饼的好处我也可以说出一百个理由来。
I can also list 100 reasons for individual bread.
我们两个怎么能够坐在一起擘饼?
How can we sit together to enjoy the Lord's
table? 我们怎么会有和平?
How can we have peace?
主耶稣借着十字架成就了和平。
The Lord Jesus accomplished peace through the cross.
把我们自己的理由摆在死地。
So put your own reasoning in the death position of death.
弟兄姊妹，我们不把自己的理由看法摆在死地，就没有办法和平。
If we do not put our reasons in the position of death, we cannot have peace.
神的国不在乎大饼，不在乎小饼。
The kingdom of God is not about a big bread or individual bread.
神的国在乎和平。
The kingdom of God is about peace.
在乎圣灵中的喜乐。
And the joy in the Holy Spirit.
我记得有一次，这个有弟兄跟我讲，你说这个咱们这个饼不能做太小了，他咬到后面真的连渣都沾不到了。
A brother told me once that we cannot make the bread too small because at the end, the people couldn't even have a little crumb.
这个我们当然是可以交通的，我觉得这是完全正常的。
This is perfectly a normal thing to fellowship.
但有的时候你知道我们有的时候就因着我们这个觉得我们太对了。
But sometimes because we feel we're so right.
我们觉得我们的这个完全是出乎圣经的。
We feel that we're so from the Bible.
我们是符合圣经原则的。
And we conform to the standards of the Bible.
我们看见弟兄姊妹有的是这个从这原则里走出去了。
When we see our brother leave away from this principle.
我们是不是要学习像保罗一样当着众人的面我们就抵挡他呢?
Are we going to be like Paul opposing a brother in the whole multitude?
那个时候我们知道因为彼得他们那个时候怕这些犹太教的人他们真的是非常软弱就和外邦信徒就分开了。
At the time, Peter was afraid of the people from the Judaism, so he separated himself from the Gentiles.
使徒保罗看见他们这样做实在是与福音的真理不合。
Paul felt that this was indeed opposing to the principle from the Bible.
圣经让他当着众人的面就来抵挡。
So in front of all, Paul opposed Peter.
弟兄姊妹，使徒保罗在那里它里面有圣灵的喜乐。
But in Apostle Paul, there was the joy from the Spirit.
那今天是不是我们也要当面这样抵挡呢?
Do we have to oppose people in their face?
我记得有一次我们在聚会当中，那么有人就提出来的，真的是和侍奉的原则是完全相反的。
I remember one time somebody mentioned something that is totally against the principles of service.
那么有的时候我们真的那个血气上来以后，我们就当面就抵挡了。
And when we are fleshly, then we oppose to his face.
你就发现带给整个身体的难处太大了。
Then you discover there's huge difficulty in the body.
弟兄姊妹，那个时候我们真的很痛苦，因为我们就是好像连见面好像都觉得不好意思了。
We were in such great pain at that time that we couldn't even stand meeting each other.
没有圣灵的喜乐。
We don't have the joy in the Holy Spirit.
我太对了。
I am so right.
我完全是圣经的真理。
I am totally conforming to the truth of the Bible.
这是
totally
这是向主忠心的。
I am totally faithful to the Lord.
但是没有圣灵的喜乐。
But I don't have the joy in the Holy Spirit.
那么我记得后来就是，但是这个是神管教很多次，慢慢学点功课了。
And I realized that God has disciplined me many times, and I learned a few lessons.
遇到同样的事情。
When I encounter similar things.
我看大家都在看我。
Everybody's looking at me.
盼望我当面抵挡。
They hope that I will oppose the brother in his face.
那个时候压力也很大。
And I had great pressure too.
那么里面就祷告。
So I prayed inside me.
里面就感觉说，你不要现在讲。
My feeling inside was not to say anything at this time.
你不需要在这个时候讲。
You don't need to speak at this time.
后来我们就是找了时间，我们一起坐起来，我发现谈得非常好。
And then as time comes, then we have good conversations.
不仅我们彼此可以交通。
Not only can we fellowship.
而且我们充满了圣灵的喜乐。
We are also filled with the joy in the Holy Spirit.
弟兄姊妹，神的国到底在乎什么？
Brothers and sisters, what is the kingdom of God?
神的国在乎公义。和平并圣灵中的喜乐。
The kingdom of God is about righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Spirit.
最后
Finally,
最后他告诉我们说，我们要追求和睦的事。
Finally, he tells us that we have to pursue the things which make for peace.
和彼此建立的事。
And pursue the building up of one another.
不要给弟兄姊妹中间放下许多的绊脚跌人之物。
And do not have all these stumbling blocks for our brother.
弟兄姊妹，所有的是非、传言、毁谤的言语，都是极大的损害。
Brothers and sisters, all these rumors and will cast great damage in the body.
这都不是建立人的。
This is not building up.
如果我们不清楚，我们就说我们不清楚。
If we're not sure, then we say we're not sure.
弟兄姊妹，不要猜。
We shouldn't second guess.
对不起，我用“猜”这个词，实在说呢，我们可以好一点词，就是很多想象。
Forgive me for using the word guess, but sometimes we use our own imagination.
弟兄姊妹，多少的难处是因为想象太丰富了。
A lot of times we have difficulties because we have rich imagination.
你知道，有的夫妻之间不能交通，是因为想象力太丰富了。
Sometimes among a couple, there's lack of fellowship because of the rich imagination.
他一开口，我就知道他的结论是什么。
The minute he utters his mouth, I know what his conclusion is.
我对他太了解了。
I know him so well.
他还没讲话，我就知道他的结论是什么了。
He hasn't said anything. I already know what his conclusion is.
弟兄姊妹，想象力非常丰富的。
Brothers and sisters, our imaginations are rich.
想象力常常成为我们彼此交通当中的那个极大的绊脚石。
Our rich imagination has become this big hindrance.
这些都不是建立人。
Body life. This is not building up.
哦，弟兄姊妹，多少的时候我们想象说，这个弟兄是绝对不可能改变的。
And sometimes we imagine that this brother cannot possibly be changed.
无论你讲什么。
No matter what you say.
我已经试过三次了。
I have tried it three times.
每一次都是这样的结果。
Every time it has the same result.
弟兄姊妹，为什么没有第四次呢？
Brothers and sisters, why isn't there a fourth time?
你知道在交通的事情上，有的时候是很奇妙的。
You know that in this matter of fellowship, there's something that's amazing.
你知道这个，有的时候两个弟兄他们之间没有交通，但他们俩跟你都有交通的。
You sometimes realize that there are two brothers who don't fellowship with each other, but the two of them separately fellowship with you.
你跟他们俩完全敞开的，把心都可以掏出来的。
You can be totally open and even bring out your own heart when you fellowship with them.
他们俩都不能见面的。
But those two brothers cannot see each other.
这很稀奇的一件事情。
This is amazing.
弟兄姊妹，如果你是这样的一个弟兄
，If you are such a brother,
你要不要做一个使人和睦的人
？Do you want to be somebody who make for peace?
弟兄姊妹。使人和睦的人有福了呀。
Blessed are the peacemakers.
他们必称为神的儿子。
Because they will be called the sons of God.
我记得有一次，一个弟兄，他觉得那个弟兄无论讲什么都是 against， 都是反对他的。
One time there's a brother who feels that another brother, no matter what he says, is always against him.
我听了以后，我也就是非常难过。
When I hear this, I am very saddened.
但是我发现那个弟兄实在是很乐意跟他交通的。
But I noticed that other brother is very willing to fellowship with him.
他越是要跟他交通，这个弟兄他越是躲开，他就这个弟兄整个受不了的。
The more the other brother wants to fellowship with him, the more he wants to avoid him.
所以你就后来慢慢好像这中间隔断的墙就越来越高了。
So the wall between them is higher and higher.
甚至在侍奉中都产生极大的难处了。
It even creates difficulty in service.
那个时候我跟这个有难处的弟兄我就跟他交通。
So I had fellowship with this brother in difficulty.
我说交不交是我们的问题。
Whether we want to have fellowship is our problem.
通不通是神的恩典。
Whether you can get your point across is the grace of God.
我们总是要给主有一个做工的机会。
We have to give the Lord a place to work.
弟兄姊妹，不要有许多的想象力。
Brothers and sisters, don't have imagination.
把这些想象力都摆在死地。
Put all your imagination in a position of death.
我们照着主恩典，我们和弟兄去交通。
By the grace of God, we have fellowship with our brother.
非常的奇妙。
Amazing.
过了几个月，整个的情形全转了。
The whole situation has turned upside down.
那个弟兄后来告诉我，他到主面前去祷告，他觉着他应该找弟兄去交通。
That brother prayed before the Lord, and he realized that he ought to fellowship with that brother.
他需要把他自己的想象力把他放下。
He ought to put down his own imagination.
弟兄姊妹，求主怜悯我们。
Brothers and sisters, may the Lord have mercy on us.
仇敌在这些世上常常在我们心思意念里放下许许多多这些想象的东西。
The enemy has put down a lot of imagination in our will and mind.
这个我记得有一个姊妹打电话来告诉我说她的先生有外遇了。
One time, a sister called me to say that her husband has a mistress.
那么我们就去了以后跟她一起同哭，因为这个事情实在太严重了。
And then we went to visit her and cried with her because this is a serious matter.
那么真的是我们觉得怎么是教会里出这种事情，我们觉得真的太痛苦了。
We think that this is such a painful thing to have in the church.
但是我们这个到后来祷告，我们里面觉得说，哎，我们还没有听那个弟兄讲什么了。
As we pray, then we realize we haven't heard the brother's story.
我们总是要至少得听一听他讲什么才好吧。
At least we need to hear his side of the story.
那么你知道，因为那个弟兄回不来的，因为他不让他回家了。
That brother could not come home because the wife wouldn't let him.
那么我们只好跑到那个他上班的地方，公司的地方去。我们到他办公室去了。
So we visited him at his office.
后来我们一去以后，我就上来，我就跟他说，我们要去祷告。
I came to visit him and said, we are going to pray.
我那个脸整个就是一个黑脸，就完全是非常可怕的。
My face was filled with wrath.
当我们再去祷告，我说这弟兄很好。
As we prayed together, I realized this is a very good brother indeed.
这个灵是通的。
And his spirit is good.
我说你这个太太不让你回家了，你知道不知道？
I said, do you know your wife wouldn't let you go home?
后来感谢主，那么真的完全是那个是这个是完全是想象的。想象的结果。
Thank the Lord, this is truly the result of imagination.
弟兄姊妹，想象力真的杀伤着彼此的交通。
Imagination does hurt.
这些都是绊脚跌人之物。
This is all things that make people stumble.
我们要把弟兄姊妹把我们自己带到主面前。
We need to bring our brothers and sisters and ourselves before the Lord.
我们要从主那里得着他恩惠的道。
From the Lord, we have to get
this grace of anointing. 这道能建立我们。
This word can establish us.
让我们和一切成圣的人能够同得基业。
So that we can have the inheritance with all the people.
弟兄姊妹，愿我们在彼此接纳这件事上，我们都在神面前有所学习。
May we all have some learning in this matter of acceptance.
主所接纳的，我们就接纳。
Whatever the Lord has accepted, we will accept.
凡是为了主，凡是出于主的，我们都交通。
Anything that is for the Lord and of the Lord, we will fellowship on.
我们愿意放下合理的事。
We want to cast down reasonable things.
我们看重神所看重的。
We want to treasure what God treasures.
看重公义、和平并圣灵中的喜乐。
We want to treasure righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Spirit.
追求和睦并彼此建立的事。
We want to pursue the things which make for peace and the building up of one another.
让这一个在基督身体里的交通能越过越丰富，越过越明亮。
So that this fellowship in the body of Christ can be more abundant and more bright.
我们一起祷告。
Let's pray together.
主啊，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
在你无限的怜悯和恩典里面，你把我们众人都带进了这个荣耀的交通里。
In your unlimited grace and mercy, you've brought us all into this fellowship.
主啊，让我们每一个人心里都宝贝这样的交通。
May all of us treasure this fellowship in our heart.
都为身体的这样的交通来祷告。
so that we would all pray for this fellowship in the body of Christ.
求主的十字架除掉我们中间任何中间隔断的墙。
May the cross of the Lord cast down all the walls.
让你的荣耀，让你的恩典在你的教会里面越过越丰富的这样这样交通出来。
So that your grace and glory may be fellowshipped more and more in our midst.
让你得着一个身体的见证。
So that you can gain of this testimony of the body.
得着一切的荣耀。
So that you can gain all of the glory.
听我们的祷告。
Hear our prayer.
靠主耶稣基督的名。
In the name of the Lord Jesus, we pray.